So Alex Cantor was born in the kitchen. As one of the members of the family of the Cantor's Deli, iconic LA institution. And now he has a firm that helps restaurants deal with the onslaught of online ordering. Alex, thanks for being here. So tell us about what is happening at the restaurants. People are going in less, or people are hungry and not leaving the home? What's happening?
Well, you pretty much nailed it in your description. The restaurant landscape is changing. There's 700,000 brick-and-mortar restaurants here in the U.S., and every restaurant is now faced with this challenge. It's an opportunity, but it's a challenge to adapt their business for delivery. And what that means is, you know, drivers showing up to pick up food that's placed on ordering apps like Uber Eats and Postmates and DoorDash, and consumer behavior is shifting, and people are eating from restaurants more often. But it's not always in person. It's through these apps, and they're replacing cooking at home with opening up Grubhub, pressing one button, and having food come to their door, come to their office. You know, it's just a more convenient way to connect with your favorite restaurant. And it's a challenge that Cantor's Deli, my family's restaurant, has been faced with. And really in 2009, when the recession hit us, our foot traffic was down 10%, and we were forced to figure out new ways to reach customers. So we experimented and signed up with all these different online ordering platforms, starting with Grubhub and Eat24, and 14 online ordering platforms later, 30% of our business today is now on these delivery companies.
And this is a restaurant that's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, Cantor's Deli, it's been around since 1931, started by my great-grandfather, Ben Cantor, and it's been in my family for four generations. My grandfather worked there 65 years. My dad pretty much dropped out of high school to take over the family business, and he hasn't looked back since, and his sister does the hiring and firing, his cousin does the accounting. It's really a family business, and I grew up working there at a very young age as well. My job was to adapt the business just like everyone else in my family, and along the way, we discovered that there was a lot of technology that we needed to bring into the business, including our first point-of-sale system, having a mobile-friendly website, just minor updates to bring it into the next generation, and delivery was a big component of that. But it was very challenging as a restaurant to actually operate and fulfill those orders. We were messing up orders left and right. Drivers were showing up to pick up food that hadn't even been made yet, and ultimately, we realized we needed a better way to plug into these revenue streams and get the order information flowing directly into the kitchen rather than to the tablets that were in the front of the house. We had a wall of technology. It was 9 tablets, 2 laptops, and a fax machine just to manage all these incoming orders.
Okay, so you have a company called OrderMark. We're here in Culver City at your offices. OrderMark is a piece of hardware that goes into the restaurants. Tell everybody.
Yeah, so I started OrderMark in January of 2017 with my co-founders to solve this exact problem. And what we do is we've built a consolidation device. It's one tablet and one printer that can go into a kitchen that takes orders from different online ordering platforms, standardizes the incoming data, and feeds it into a single flow directly into the kitchen. So today, we work with thousands of restaurants nationwide, from mom and pops up to very large chains like Sonic and Subway. And what we're doing is we're shipping them a single device that they can receive all of these different orders from. And we're actually, beyond consolidating the orders, we're plugging them in to all of the online ordering companies that are relevant and available in their zip code.
So if I'm a restaurant owner listening right now and I say, that sounds great, how much? So how much does something like this cost?
So we charge just a fixed monthly fee. It depends on how many locations you have and where you're located, but it's about $100 a month per location is where it starts. And it really allows you to receive additional orders because you're being plugged into more revenue streams. And most of our restaurants actually make up that $100 a month on the first day of each month.
Alex Cantor, OrderMark, Cantor family, thank you so much for talking tech with us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You can find me on Twitter @Jefferson Graham. Alex, how do people find you on Twitter?
My handle is at Deli Boy Swag. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram, and also for Order Mark, you could just visit ordermark.com.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening.